Ah, good day, sir. Mr. Banks, I presume. A pleasure to meet you, sir. I'm the new nanny, Mary Cockins, at your service. No, sir, you didn't mishear me. Mary Cockins is my name. Now, I grant you, Cockins is an unusual name, but it is my name nonetheless. Its origins are Scandinavian, I believe. In fact, I had shortened it a few years ago. My full name is Mary Bobbing Up and Down on Your Cockins, but that seemed rather difficult for some to pronounce. I must say, sir, I do find that Cockins really rolls off the tongue. Wouldn't you agree? Right. Well, let's get down to it then, shall we? I hear you have a couple of troublesome teens that you would like me to take in hand. Yes? Oh? You are the father of Jane and Michael Banks, are you not? Good. Then I'm at the right house. Oh, you didn't call for a nanny yet. Well, be that as it may, I do believe you're in need of one. And I always show up where I'm needed. My references? Oh, I make it a point never to give references. A very old-fashioned idea to my mind. Now, my qualifications. Item 1. A cheery disposition. I am never cross. Item 2. Rosy cheeks. Obviously. Item 3. Play games, all sorts. Well, I'm sure your children will find my games extremely diverting. Well then, now that's out of the way, perhaps I should introduce myself to the little ones. Let's start with the boy, shall we? I presume Michael is in his bedroom? Good. Well, I wonder, Mr. Banks, if you'll be so kind as to lead the way. Well, come on now, Mr. Banks, don't dawdle. I haven't got all day. Up these stairs it is. Well then, let's go. I must tell you, sir, I read his file and I understand young Michael has been misbehaving of late. Quite the naughty boy, as I understand. Well, not to worry, sir. Naughty boys are my specialty. I'll whip him into shape in no time. You see, Mr. Banks, I believe a nanny must fulfil many different roles. She must be caregiver, teacher, mother, nurse, cook, confidant, and perhaps in this instance, the most important thing, therapist. You see, Mr. Banks, I believe I can identify the root of Michael's bad behaviour very quickly. Once I find this, I shall extract all of the naughtiness right out of him. Ah, good. So this is his room, is it? I must confess, I'm used to taking care of much younger children, but don't fret. I have dealt with teenage boys before. I think I know what they need. Okay, Mr. Banks, you can leave us to it. I'll take it from here. Hello, Michael. Can I come in? Ah, good day, young man. My name is Mary Cockins, and I'll be your new nanny. Now, come over here, let's take a look at you. Come on, stand up straight. Let's see. Yes, quite the strapping young boy, aren't you? And jolly handsome too. Yes, I'm sure we'll get along splendidly. Now, I expect you may think you're getting a little too old to need a nanny. And to that, I say poppycock. All boys need a nanny. And it looks like I arrived just in time. So, first order of business, your recent behaviour. From the information your father gave me, I believe you've been acting most inappropriately at school. Fighting, bullying, pinging the back of girls' bra straps, and perhaps worst of all, pulling your trousers down and waving your little willy about. I mean, good heavens, Michael. This behaviour really must stop. I mean, really. Suppose you took your little penis out in front of me. Hmm? What would you have me do? Get down on my knees and pop it in my mouth, I suppose. That's what you'd like, isn't it? My cherry red lips snugly wrapping around your penis. Well, it's true, is it not? Don't deny it. I know how young boys' minds work. Well, don't look so embarrassed, young man. I don't suppose you were embarrassed when you were showing off in class, waving your willy around. So why on earth did you think it was appropriate to do such a thing? Hmm? You don't know. So the question is, what to do about this? Well, most nannies favour punishment for bad behaviour. But luckily for you, young man, I don't believe in punishments. No. I don't think that spanking your bottom or sitting you on the naughty step is going to solve this little problem. In my experience, I have found the best way to deal with naughty boys such as yourself is to first identify the root of the problem and then find an appropriate solution. And I believe that the root to this particular problem is sloshing around in those balls of yours. You see, Michael, in my many years of experience as a nanny, I have found that the reason most boys your age start to act out is almost always down to the same reason. Sexual frustration. You see, boys your age get certain urges, and this can lead to much confusion. You just don't know what to do with these urges, so you act out. You start behaving naughty in class, you ping a girl's bra strap, you smack another boy over the head with a ruler, you pull your willy out. You see, Michael, this is all an attempt to expel this pent-up energy you have building up inside you. This sexual energy, if you will. But there are other, more healthy, less disruptive ways to expel this energy. Tell me, Michael, have you ever masturbated? No. Well, why ever not? Oh, your father doesn't approve of such activities? Does he find it shameful? Oh, Michael, it's certainly nothing to be ashamed of. What if I told you throughout most of history, masturbation was considered natural, a sign of fertility and such? The ancient Greeks approved of stroking one's own fire. They considered it a healthy outlet for both men and women. And did you know that it was common practice in the 17th century in Europe for nannies to masturbate young males who couldn't go to sleep? I'm going to be quite straight with you, Michael. I have to extract all of the cum out of your penis and empty those balls. You're going to have to achieve a mighty big orgasm. It's vital that I extract all the naughtiness right out of you. Every last drop. Now, for this task, I won't be using any of my magic. No amount of whimsical songs or dancing animated penguins are going to help. No. For this task, I must simply roll up my sleeves and use a bit of elbow grease. So, I'm going to begin by performing oral sex on you. I'm going to give you a blowjob, or to use the proper noun, fellatio. Fellatio comes from fellatus, which is Latin, meaning to suck. Now, a blowjob is the kind of job that would be quite pleasurable for you, Michael, but it is a job nonetheless. But as I always say, in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Oh goodness, you needn't look so concerned. This isn't anything to be worried about, Michael. It's quite a simple procedure that is going to help you behave better in school. And I dare say, relieve some adolescent stress. And don't worry, I should be quite gentle. So, young man, I shall require you to strip down to your underwear and sit over there on the bed. Well, come on, little boy. What are you waiting for? Oh, I see. You're embarrassed. Well, you weren't embarrassed to take your cock out in front of your classmates, were you? So, come on, get to it. Off with those clothes, young man. No? Well, I can see I'll have to try a different method, you see. There's one thing you should know about your new nanny, Michael. Unlike other nannies, I'm uniquely skilled in magic. One snap of my fingers and your clothes will simply fall to the ground. Oh? You don't believe me? Very well. Allow me to demonstrate. See? I told you. I bet you feel quite silly now standing there just in your underpants. Now, I suggest you go and sit on the bed, or I could snap my fingers again and turn you into a frog. Is that what you want? No, I didn't think so. Now, do as I say and sit on the bed. Oh, wait, dear. I want you to look in my bag and bring me a tape measure and a bottle of lubricant. You may have to rummage around a bit, you see. Every item I have for any task can be found in that bag. Ah, that's it. Now, bring them over here. Come on, chop chop. Thank you, dear. Now, pop off over to the bed, please. I do think I really should be wearing something a little more appropriate for this task. So, time for a little bit more magic. It's the utmost importance that I'm wearing something that will make a boy like you really stand to attention. So for this to work, I need you to concentrate, Michael. Close your eyes and think about which item of clothing you most desire to see me in. I'll snap my fingers and hey presto, that's what I'll be wearing. Okay, concentrate. Picture in your mind's eye what you would like Nanny to be wearing and... Oh, well, a black lacy corset, Gosh, what a filthy mind you have, Michael. Oh my. Do you like what you see? I can tell by your face that you do like what you see. Do close your mouth, Michael. We're not a codfish. So, let's get started, shall we? I'm going to kneel down here between your legs and get nice and comfortable. Oh, I suppose from this angle you can see right down my cleavage. Good. It's a rather splendid view for a naughty boy like yourself. As you can see, Michael, my breasts are rather large, but not too large. They're also firm, round and soft to the touch. In fact, I think you'll find my breasts are practically perfect in every way. Now, let's see if this penis is practically perfect in every way, shall we? Oh, well, you are a big boy, aren't you, Michael? And... Well, I can see you're already very excited to see your nanny. Good boy. Now, how on earth am I going to get this monstrosity into my mouth? Let's put this tape measure to work, shall we? Oh, my. Well, look at that, Michael. 9 inches. Oh, my goodness, you're enormous. Pass me that bottle of lube, would you? I'm going to need it. This is going to help have your cock slide down Nanny's throat. A spoonful of lube should help this penis go down in the most delightful way. Does this feel good, sweetie? Nanny has such soft hands, doesn't she? Now, I shall have to masturbate you a little bit to ensure you're fully erect and ready for my mouth. The most common masturbation technique among males is to hold the penis with a loose fist, like I'm doing here, and then move the hand up and down the shaft. This type of stimulation is typically all that is required to achieve orgasm and ejaculation. Here we go. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. While masturbation is the formal word for this practice, many other expressions are in common use. Terms such as playing with yourself, pleasuring yourself, and slang such as wanking or jerking off. I've wanked off many a boy in my care, Michael, so you are in very good hands right now. Now, I have to warn you, Michael. Don't be alarmed, but Nanny is going to start using some very naughty words. Of course, in everyday life, such vernacular can be most vulgar, but I find it does suit this task rather well. Hearing your Nanny using dirty words should get you most excited and help you reach a satisfying climax. So, if I were to utter a phrase such as, oh, well, I don't know. What if I said, I'm going to wank off your big hard dick until you spunk over my big fat tits? Something like that? Just remember, I'm simply saying it to help you achieve a nice big orgasm, okay? It is my belief that a large cock such as this needs to be wanked off pretty often. And I adore jerking a hard cock. I love the hot flesh in my soft, delicate hand. I love wrapping my fingers around a stiff cock. I always keep a steady hand humping rhythm going. Do you like Nanny's magic fingers gripping your hard dick, sweetie? Oh my goodness. I can tell how excited you are, Michael, but all of this lovely pre-cum you're producing for me. Allow me to use my tongue and clean that up for you, sweetie. I must say, I do enjoy the sweet, salty taste of a young boy's ejaculate. Okay, Michael, to perform oral sex on a young man like yourself, I would take your penis into my mouth and then move my mouth up and down the penis to a rhythm, mimicking the thrusting motion of vaginal intercourse. Allow me to demonstrate. Just look at your naughty Nanny, Michael, Look at Nanny's head bobbing up and down between your legs, giving you an earth-shattering blowjob. And I won't stop sucking, Michael. Not until you splash your creamy load all over my rosy red cheeks. Do you like watching your cock disappear into Nanny's mouth? You like that, don't you? You dirty little boy. Oh my goodness, you're so fucking hard, young Michael. Oh, bless you. Is the sight of your nanny's big breasts getting your dick even harder? Well, perhaps it's time you saw nanny's big breasts in all their glory. Like what you see, little boy. This is what a real woman's body is supposed to look like, Michael. Buxom, curvy, with a big round arse and big soft round breasts. I'll tell you what, sweetheart, for the next hour, don't think of them as nanny's breasts. Breasts are far too polite a word for all the naughty things I'm going to have you do to them. These aren't nanny's breasts anymore. These are nanny's tits. Big, wobbly, nanny tits. Nanny's big bangers. Nanny's knockers. Nanny's fat baps. Nanny's big bouncy milk churns. Perhaps you'd like to experience a little more between the breast sex. You see, Michael, between the breast sex or mammary intercourse, or to use the more common parlance, tit fucking, involves the male placing his erect penis in the female's cleavage, then starting to rub or thrust between her breasts, while the breasts are squeezed around the penile shaft, creating a tight area for stimulation. In addition, the woman may move her breasts up and down against the penis for additional stimulation. Come on, slap your big dick between my dirty pillows. Wait. Let Nanny get them nice and wet for you first. Oh, I must say, young Michael, this must look quite vulgar. All this spitting. I mean, it's not very dignified, is it? But it's going to feel so good once your cock is squished in between them. Come on then, Michael. What are you waiting for? Fuck Nanny's big tits. Yes, that's it. Fuck my big tits. Good boy. Push your Willy Wonka right up there between my Oompa Loompas. Yes, that's it, dear, just like that. And if you're lucky, once you've done shoving your Willy Wonka between my Oompa Loompas, I'll let you put it in my chocolate factory. Well, perhaps we'll save that one for another day. If you're a good boy, of course. That's it, you naughty boy. Fuck my tits. Fuck my big tits. Fuck my tits like a good boy. Oh, yeah. How does it feel, sweetie? How does it feel having your big hard dick sandwiched between my big soft tits? With all of Nanny's saliva, it's sliding up and down in the most delightful way. Can you see the head of your cock peeping up between my cleavage, Michael? Oh, bless. Looks like he's popping up to say hello. Perhaps we should greet him each time he pops up. Perhaps we should greet him with a little lick. Oh, I dare say your penis likes my way of greeting him. Oh, goodness, Michael. You're pumping my tits quite fast. Perhaps you should slow down a little. We don't want you coming too early. Michael. Michael, are you listening to me? Michael! Oh my. Oh, what a dreadful mess. Oh, dear, Michael. Would you look at this? You've come all over Nanny's breasts. Oh dear. Well, perhaps I got you a little too excited. I suspect you still have a little more naughty juice in those balls for Nanny. Hmm? Well, a young strapping boy like you should be hard again in no time. I must confess, Michael, all this excitement has gotten Nanny a bit. Well, give me your hand, okay? Now, I'm just going to place it between my legs. Can you feel how wet I am, Michael? You know, I used to have a few encounters with Bert, the local chimney sweep. But, well, it's been a while since I've had my chimney swept, I can tell you. Come here, sweetie. Get down between Nanny's legs. That's a good boy. Now, look at Nanny's vagina, Michael. I want you to stick out your tongue and start licking. Go on, don't be scared. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Yes. Just gentle at first. Oh, good boy, Michael. Oh, my. Dart that tongue in and out of my pussy, sweetie. Oh, Christ. Oh, you have such a long tongue, dear. Oh, you're a natural. Oh, yes. Well, now that your head is... bobbing up and down between my thighs, I think it's the perfect time to play one of Nanny's favourite games. It's called Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, allow me to explain. So you see, most people find this quite pleasurable to spell the alphabet with your tongue, but I have a better word that you can spell that is guaranteed to make Nanny come. This word, sweetie. Well, let's just say the sound of it is something quite atrocious. And if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. The word is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, use your tongue, dear, to spell this out on Nanny's pussy. Are you ready? Okay. S. U. P. That's it. E. C. A. L. I. Oh my gosh, it's your father. Oh, Mr. Banks, please don't come in. Michael is very busy. That's it, don't stop, Michael. Just keep licking. Oh, what are we doing? Well, we're in the middle of a spelling test, actually. That feels wonderful, dear. Keep going. Now the next letter is F. Yes, Mr. Banks, he's doing very well. Oh, gosh, he's doing so well. He's managing to get his mouth around some challenging words. That's it, dear. Really use that tongue. R. A. Oh, yes, we're getting along very well. We're already becoming very close. I'm teaching him all sorts of useful things. Don't worry, Mr. Banks. I won't go easy on him. Oh, I plan to ride him very hard. Very fucking hard, sweetie. G. Oh, I. L. Oh, you want to know if Michael wants to go to the park and fly his kite? Well, perhaps later. I feel Michael is making some very good, progress. And, well, I don't want to stop him yet. I. S. T. Oh, A. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, right there. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Banks. I stubbed my toe. Now, please, would you mind awfully going away, Mr. Banks? I really am quite busy. Okay. He's gone now, sweetie. Let's finish this. Almost done. I. C. E. X. P. Oh, God, Nanny's very close, sweetie. I. A. L. I. D. Oh, Jesus. O. C. I. Oh. 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 You. Oh. Oh, God. S. Oh. 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 Oh, my goodness. Oh, sweetheart. You made Nanny come so hard. So fucking hard. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, well, perhaps it's time to coax out the rest of that naughty boy cum. Well, just give me a moment to compose myself. Whew. Goodness, you really know how to use that tongue, young man. And, oh, would you look at that? You're already getting jolly hard again. Come here, give Nanny that big dick. Now, Michael, this time I'm not going to suck you to completion. No, I'm simply getting you ready for my pussy. Oh, my. I can feel you getting hard in my mouth already. Okay, hop up on the bed, lie down, and let me lower myself onto your hard cock. Before I slip you inside me, I must warn you, Michael, you aren't going to last long. You see, just like the rest of me, my pussy has been blessed with certain magical qualities. So it's going to feel about 100 times more pleasurable than any pussy you will ever experience in your life. So don't feel embarrassed, Michael, but I expect you'll want to come almost immediately, once your penis touches the inside of my vagina. So, just try to last as long as you can, okay, dear? Here we go. Oh, yes. Oh, my. Oh, you fill me up nicely, my dear. Okay, I'm just going to start bouncing up and down. Just tell Nanny when you're ready to come, okay? Yeah. Oh, how's that feel, sweetie? I bet you never felt anything like this before. Is it a nice feeling having your cock inside Nanny's warm, wet pussy? Okay. Now I'm going to teach you how to fuck. Okay. Nice and gentle. I'm just very slowly rocking my hips back and forth. Back and forth. Good boy. Now, up. Oh, and down very slowly. Up and down. That's a good boy. Just let Nanny gently ride you. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Shh, shh. Nice and slowly, sweetheart. There's no need to rush this. Just let your penis slide in and out. of Nanny's cunt. Just get used to the feeling. I bet this is so much more fun than flying a silly kite. You're doing so well, sweetheart. Nanny has been gently fucking your cock, and you haven't made any messy cum-cums inside her yet. So, I think it's time we sped up a little, don't you? Okay, let's really make Nanny's big breasts bounce. Nanny is going to ride you hard and fast, so these big fun bags are going to be swinging and smacking into your face. Okay? Good boy. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Nanny's really pounding down on that big dick now, sweetie. And, oh my God. Does that feel good, dear? Do you like Nanny bouncing on your cock? Well, perhaps if you start behaving in school and studying hard, Nanny may give you treats like this. Oh, yes. Oh, I can tell you love this. I can feel your cock twitching to make a big mess inside me. You love this, you dirty boy. Give Nanny your cum, dear. Give Nanny your virginity. Nanny wants it. Fill me up with that virgin spunk. That's it, dear. I can feel you coming inside me. Let it all out, dear. Let Nanny's pussy milk that cock dry. Goodness, that's delightful. Well, I do believe we were quite successful in our task, young Michael. All that naughty boy juice appears to have gone. Tomorrow, I expect you to go to school and be a model student. Yes? There's a good boy. Now, we must clean ourselves up and get dressed. Ah, that's better. I think we ought to tidy this room too. Very good. Well, young Michael, it was very nice getting to know you. I do look forward to some more high-spirited adventures to come. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall start making tonight's dinner. I dare say we've both worked up quite an appetite. Ah, Mr. Banks. Well, that was quite a productive afternoon. I do believe this is the last we shall be seeing of young Michael's naughty behaviour. Oh, how did I do it? Well, Mr. Banks, one thing you really must learn about Mary Cockins, I never explain myself. Good evening, sir.